National parks will offer free admission on the final weekend of this month in honor of the 100th birthday of the National Park Service. Before then, the Park Service Centennial is being celebrated with music. Southern Oregon's Brit Orchestra and the Tacoma Symphony Orchestra are among more than a dozen arts organizations to commission original pieces for this occasion. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this audio postcard from a spectacular premiere at the rim of Crater Lake National Park.
I'm Michael Gordon. I'm a composer from New York City. The Brit Festival asked me to compose Natural History, a work for about 130 musicians to honor the centennial of the National Park System. I came and went around the rim of the lake with Teddy Abrams, the music director, and Craig Ackerman, the chief superintendent of the park. And we stopped at all these sites. And as we went around the lake, the project grew from a piece for, 40, an orchestra of 40, which is already a substantial number of musicians, to including a chorus, to including spatially placed brass and percussion musicians in the environment. And then they said, well, the Klamath tribe sometimes comes here and does ritual singing and playing. And I asked them, can you introduce me to them? And so we were able to include a drum group from the Klamath tribe. When I went home to work on the piece, one of the things I was thinking about was that there's a symphony going on here always. For hundreds and thousands of years, the snow is melting, thunder is cracking, frogs are croaking, wolves are howling, and birds are chirping, and cicadas are, buzzing. And we get a chance to come to the rim with this huge number, I think there were close to 150 musicians, and join in on that symphony. And that's the approach I took when I started composing.
I'm Craig Ackerman. I'm the park superintendent at Crater Lake National Park. Well, what I really heard, particularly in the opening, was a real connection to the natural world. It sounded very much like the sounds that you hear in nature, which is what I believe Michael was trying to accomplish. I could hear water running, I could hear snow falling, I could hear the wind blowing in some of the music. This is an incredible present.
My name is Ida Mercer. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I play the cello in the Brit Festival Orchestra. Well, I participated in several world premieres of pieces during my lifetime, that this takes the prize for the most dramatic, I have to say. To be standing in this incredibly gorgeous part of the world and play this piece to the great heavens is really pretty incredible.
Those were sounds and voices from the world premiere last Friday of a new symphony inspired by Crater Lake National Park and performed there. The piece will be presented again on the Brit Festival stage in Jacksonville, Oregon on August 20th.
Bravo! Bravo!